The placement of a wreath, a gun salute, and playing of taps were part of the Naval and Military Park ceremony. So, too, was recognizing surviving World War II veterans. John Lukasik is one of those veterans. He recalled being in a movie theater with a friend when they learned about the attack on Pearl Harbor. They quickly decided to enlist.
Well, we took the physical exam, and my buddy passed, but I failed. And again, I was very crushed because I wanted to be in service the next day.
Lukasik was later drafted into the Army and served in the Pacific from 1943 to 1946.
Thank you for your service, Mr. Klinger.
Also recognized was Frank Klinger, who served on the USS Phoenix. Klinger paid his respects to civilians, saying it was their sacrifices, including the rationing of numerous resources, that made the war effort succeed.
You know, the civilians, go ahead, the ones go ahead, who supplied the gun in the military, they got to be thankful just as much as the military. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the equipment.
There aren't many veterans left. According to officials at the Naval and Military Park, only 4% of the Americans who served in World War II are still alive today. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.